Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel. That means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. It's all a matter of the energy present as to who comes through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and if you have asked a question previously and gotten an answer, please ask fresh questions, not identical questions from before. Okay? So, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are?
Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone, my gosh. Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm sure everybody has heard of you. Can you tell us your particular mission from the last lifetime you had?
Explorer.
Okay. And your reason for choosing to be with us tonight, which is awesome, but... we would love to know.
I come to ask everyone to treat every day and every second in that day as if you're exploring a new world.
Because that's exactly what's going to be happening, is it not?
You are having a new world develop in front of your eyes, and yet many of you don't allow that to be the case. That doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve the light. It doesn't serve.
Okay, so it doesn't serve to sleep through this, basically.
Correct.
Not that people will, even those who are fairly asleep as far as what's going on, not that they will be able to sleep through it pretty soon. Because it's going to be right in front of all of us, is it not?
Pretty much, indeed.
And yet I imagine there will be some who will not allow the new information and so forth, the energies to come in, at least right away, immediately.
But I am asking everyone to do exactly that.
Do that. Allow. Allow the new stuff. And if someone is skeptical, to just hang on and be patient and measure the information carefully and just see if it begins to resonate opposite maybe to what somebody thought?
Entirely possible.
Well, that's very exciting.
Come on now. Many of you have been begging for change. It's here. Help it to occur.
Yes. Oh, yes. Because our energy makes a difference, does it not?
Totally.
And the delays on all this good stuff coming in have been mostly because of human consciousness not rising as quickly as it might have in order for things to come in sooner.
As quickly as many of us wished.
Okay. That's a good statement. Yes, you all have been very patient, and some of us get short on patience here on 3D planet, but we're here.
That would help you.
No, I know. Okay, so our first caller is Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thank you for being here, Daniel. When you said your name, the first thing that came to my mind was the old TV show Daniel Boone, and an actor by the name of Ben Parker played you. Did
Correct.
You sort of look like him? Did he look like you?
I was much more handsome.
Were you as tall as he is? Was?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, that's the first thing that came to my mind, so I had to ask. Okay. Judge Neil Gorsuch, G-O-R-S-U-C-H, Donald Trump would like him to become our next Supreme Court justice. My question is he for humanity or not? Neil.
My answer is, given that it is such a short time to new governance, it's not going to make a big amount of difference.
Okay, cool. Okay. Richard Greer has said there's the cabal is going to do a false alien attack. They're going to try. Let's put it that way.
They have been planning on trying for the better part of a century.
And it's not going to happen.
No, ma'am.
Great. Okay, now over to Antarctica. It's been said there's approximately 500,000 beings in stasis. So are these good beings, or we really don't want to wake them up out of stasis?
It's a mixed bag. Some are, some aren't.
Oh, okay. So are their souls just flitting around somewhere until they're woken up?
Exactly.
Okay. And are we sort of descendants of some of these beings?
Some of you are.
Oh, okay. It's been Sheldon Neidel says, I would like to get this clarified, that there's possibility of a premature landing by some of our galactic families because the delays have been taking so everything keeps being delayed. Is this going to possibly still happen where disclosure will be like, hello, we're here?
That is a definite possibility.
Do you have, okay, if let's say it's going to happen. Is there a ballpark estimate you could give? I mean, are we looking at June, April, September, hopefully this year?
August.
Oh, August. Okay. And could you talk about the blue avians that Corey what? Goody talks about? Corey Good.
They are a race of beings from a place that isn't your planet.
And they're here to help. What was said is all this energy is coming into the Earth, and they're helping to buffer it so we don't fry down here. Is that accurate?
That's one way to put it. Yes, they are helping with the distribution of the new energies coming to Earth.
So that's the other way to put it?
Yes.
Okay. So another comment, but I don't remember by who, I didn't write it down, that the people on Earth that are going to be ascending to the fifth, that we're going to either have to move inside the Earth and or off the Earth because of the major changes going to happen with the sun.
Dear one, not because of the sun, but because of ascension. Those of you who are going to ascend, and there's no judgment on whether you decided to do that or to continue to play.
Okay.
That's just a choice, just another choice.
So
but those who are going to ascend are going to go first to New Earth, which is in the okay. fifth dimension.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. So if I understand correctly, that the people that decide to stay and play in the third dimension, the planet is, it's been said before that third dimension planet Earth will, or like, let's say, disintegrate or break up into pieces. But the people that are going to play in the third dimension, they'll go someplace else to play?
Correct.
Okay. So another place I read where it seems like the pyramids in Egypt and other pyramids are heating up. They do infrared, whatever the appropriate word is. So what does this mean? Are they getting ready to power up?
That's one way to look at it, yes.
And what's another way to look at it?
They attract high frequencies. And okay. There are more high frequencies on Earth now than there were before.
Okay, so this goes when they attract them. So the people living in the area, I don't know how far to judge, you know, whether it's 1,000 miles or just a close proximity. Are they feeling these higher frequencies?
They are.
Okay. Last week we said we were told we only had 1.80% of the people left that needed to wake up for major changes to occur.
Yes.
Could you tell me, pardon?
Yes.
So is it the same percentage or what is it now?
It's down about 13% from that number.
The 1.74. Okay.
Is that correct? Is that what you're saying, 1.74%? Or because you mentioned 13%.
13%
down.
Of the 1.8 less.
Oh, 1.8 was not a percent. It was
It was.
Down 13%. So, that takes it over the top. 13%, 1.8.
13% of 1.8.
13% of 1.8. Yes. Okay. Okay. Got it.
So math, I cannot do math. So what percentage are we at now then?
This is the mathematician.
So it would be somewhere around 1.5%, give or take.
That's better than,
yes?
That's better than my 1.74. Okay.
It's better. Let's just say it's better.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, how's that?
That's wonderful.
All right.
I believe a couple weeks ago we were told that the banks would be totally cleaned up of the bad guys and gals by the end of March. Is this still on track for that time frame?
It's very, very, very close. There's just a tiny few left.
So it could happen before the end of the month?
It could indeed.
Ooh, cool. Okay. Let's see. I read where a doctor, I'll try to pronounce it correctly, Mayo, M-A-O, he figured out a way to have us grow our teeth back through stem cells and our DNA. Is this a strong possibility?
It's indicative of the future.
Okay. Could you elaborate, please?
As the one I'm sitting next to will tell you, there are going to be rejuvenation chambers available to you in the future in which everything will be repaired.
great. Is there a ballpark estimate when these will become available? Are we looking at 3 years, 5 years?
But you want a ballpark?
Yes, please. Or hey, you, if you want to narrow down less, closer, I'll be happy with that.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
2 years, 10 months, and 12 days.
2 years, 10 months, 12 days. So by that time, do you think we'll have a replicator machine before that? Or is that the same time frame?
It's all happening in that same time frame, my dear.
Okay.
Nice.
So, anything you wanted to add to any of the questions I asked Mary that I hadn't thought to elaborate on?
Well, let's see. The ones in stasis that you mentioned, that it's a mixed bag of people, whether they're for the light or not for the light at this time. And there's both, right, in stasis, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the ones that are not for the light, I can understand being in stasis, so they've been taken away from doing further damage here on Earth, which also damages their soul path, right?
Right.
But the ones that are of the light, why would they be in stasis rather than here actively helping, or is their time not come yet?
The timing of them being on the planet to help the light is critical.
Okay, the timing when they come out of stasis and when they're actually present, able to work.
Correct.
Are these very high-level beings that are just hanging around, kind of waiting for the right time?
High-level beings, and they will come back at the perfect time.
Okay, but they're choosing, rather than sitting in the ships up above us, they're choosing to be in stasis, waiting for their time.
Yes.
Okay, because there's good guys sitting in the ships up above us.
That is true.
Okay, many. Yes. Is there still a parking problem up there?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm from L.A. I know all about parking problems. Go ahead.
The ones that are not of the light that are in stasis, they won't be... Okay, so they're waking these beings up, or they wake themselves up. What about the ones that aren't of the light? Will they not wake up? Mary, it's not coming through. You're breaking up, Mary, really bad.
Okay. Daniel said that, let's see, where did I write this? Let's go after that question again. I've lost you.
Okay, so the question was, the people of the light in stasis, will they wake up on their own or will we wake them up? And the ones that are not of the light, they won't wake up at all?
Say that. What I said was...
Okay.
Go ahead.
What I said was, those who are not of the light, when they are awake, will be given a choice.
Ah. Cool. Okay. When you answered, it was choppy and it went, so we couldn't tell what your answer was. So... I think that's about it for sorry, Mary. That's how I can explain it. So So I think that's it for the moment. So thank you very much, Daniel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, Barb?
Hi, good evening, next. Mary. Good evening, Daniel. I have some questions. Good evening. What is really going on in our government right now? Can you bring us up to status as what we can expect in the next 2 weeks?
Dear one, let's address Mr. Trump first. He is continuing to do as he did during his campaign of stirring the pot. That's what he's good at, that's what he likes to do, and that's what he is doing. He is making changes, not all of them good, but his intent is good. So bless him for that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the new governance will come, and he will welcome it because he's not enjoying this tough job with everybody throwing stones at him. And you can't blame him. Would you want his job?
All Barbara? He does is yell. All he does is yell. That's all he does. He yells all the time. I think he's going to break a blood vessel or something. Hello? Cannot hear.
I'm not able to hear. I was not hearing, and I can't hear you now. Thank you.
I can hear you now, yes. There's no more interference. I'm wondering why he yells so much. That's not really, that's not healthy.
How do you know?
He's frustrated.
Can you tell me who Paul Ryan really is?
Paul Ryan is a mixed bag. Another way to say it is he's just a confused person.
When will we be going to the bank's currency exchange?
Summer.
Oh, now summer? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Summer meaning July, August?
Yes.
What's the holdup?
They keep trying to do this with the least amount of chaos possible, so they're judging everything they're doing from that point of view.
Sort of hard to believe all of this. It's so mixed bag of everything. Somebody tells you something, somebody else comes along, and it's difficult.
You have to be the one to discern what is true and what is not. That's your job.
Well, I had some things that came into my mind and came on paper, but Sarah was the daughter of Yahweh, and her blood is of Mary Magdalene. She's gone through 145 bloodlines, and it now is at the end. There will be no more bloodlines left. She is a very beautiful, dark-skinned woman. But this is the end of the breeding. There will be no more breeding. she will sign off and go back to her heavenly body. And from heaven, she will authenticate her blood for us.
And question is?
Reality.
No, we have a pretty story here, not reality.
No, it's just a story.
Yes.
When will we get rid of the chemtrails?
By next February.
Okay.
Isn't it true that many of the chemtrails now no longer have the bad chemicals in them? They're just more harmless. Hasn't some of that been cleaned up?
They are and have been being addressed.
Yes.
Yes.
So they're not as bad as they used to be.
No. Yeah. Not the same problem.
Yeah. Good.
So we should welcome them in the skies because they're doing good for us, not bad.
Welcome the ones that are doing good for you.
How do we know which ones are good and which ones are not good?
You have to be the one to discern.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Namaste, Daniel Boone.
Namaste, dear one.
Thank you, Barbara. Let me take a quick break here to acknowledge Daniel Boone for being here today. And his message as an explorer by nature is to treat every second and every day as if you are exploring a new world. Each of us, as if we are exploring a new world, because we are, and it's coming more and more. And what a beautiful message. Do I have that right?
You absolutely have that right, dear one.
Okay. We'd love to have you call in. Let me give you numbers. The toll-free number to ask a question is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And again, we welcome Daniel Boone for being here and for so encouraging us to explore all the good stuff coming. Yes.
Yes, do.
Now, do we have another caller? I wasn't able to hear the engineer. Is there someone else on the line? Not yet. Okay, great. Okay, good. Then I have some questions. First, a personal question. The check I just deposited at the local bank that they are choosing to hold, is there something I can do about that with the manager tomorrow, the branch manager, whom I do not know and doesn't know me?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Good. Because I made it very clear that the tellers and the are very nice people, and I know them, and they're good. It's the management and their policies. Yes, okay. So we just go, the two of us, to talk to the branch manager tomorrow and explain, again, as I did today, that we know all checks clear overnight now, and he can probably look at this check and see that it cleared, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he'll release it?
Once you made it crystal clear that you know. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think I can do that, can I not?
Warrior queens can generally do that.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Thank you. This will help us tremendously.
Welcome.
Okay.
If you'll ask me, I'll help.
Yes, I am asking you, please, to help with the branch managers. Attitude tomorrow to just say, oh, okay, sure, we'll clear that. You're good. Money's good.
Done.
Okay, please, thank you. Barbara, you're back.
Yes, this is in reference to the Basque nail. I had trouble with it. The print is so small. I couldn't possibly do that, even with a magnifying glass.
And your question is?
What?
I was trying to bring that to Mary's attention, if she had any way of improving it, because I took it to someone that was reliable, and there was no way they could get the print up.
Barbara, do you get my email directly or from someone else?
I get it from somebody else, and she gives it to me.
Okay, that's the issue, because mine go out fine, and nobody has mentioned it at all.
Oh.
It's her computer, or between her computer and your computer.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, there's a new email that says that NASA has now confirmed the existence of aliens openly and said, oh, we thought you
shock.
Knew.
Shock.
Shock, right. Well, right. I said, well, we thought you knew, so of course we didn't mention it earlier. And one of my clients who does rely on Snoops a lot, which I know is not reliable, says this was a spoof. Can you tell us the truth? Her name supposedly is Trish Chamberson.
I'm not sure what the question is.
Okay. The email on MindBrim or something like that, looks like that, that NASA admits we're in contact with no less than 4 different alien species.
Yes.
Yes, and the spokeswoman in this article is named Trish Chamberson.
Yes.
Is this a correct thing or a spoof thing?
The latter.
It's a spoof.
Yes.
So in this case...
Disinfo, as you might otherwise call it.
Okay. But of course, they have been in touch with alien species for a very long time.
Yes, they have.
Oh, yes. This particular article was created as a spoof.
Right.
Okay. Am I correct in understanding that Snoops is not reliable, that sometimes they're right and sometimes they're not? Is that correct?
You are most correct.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. Okay. And I think it's a lot more than 4 species, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There's, of course, the ongoing saga of the exchange centers and so forth. I do not send out hardly any of this because I feel most of it is either misinformation or disinformation. But it does relate to... were there finalizations in Reno and San Francisco yesterday or today? Is that part true?
Part
true. Okay. Yes. And of course, I know that exchanging has been going on for months, at least, quietly.
Yes.
Okay. What happened yesterday? What happened with the budget and the debt ceiling yesterday on the 15th?
I think you would have to call it a punt.
A punt?
Yes.
So they...
In other words, uncle.
There's something to continue the existing government... To shut it down, I've seen nothing in the way of real news that, but I haven't gone.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And will that affect the average person in the next couple of weeks, or will things go on pretty much as normal until the new governance is in?
The latter.
Okay. So they're just going to go ahead and spend the money they don't have.
Right.
And ignore the debt ceiling. They're basically ignoring the debt ceiling?
Yes.
Okay. Which probably under the statutory government system is not legal, but we're not going to have that very much longer. Okay, sorry for the tech difficulties. And we're back with Daniel Boone. There's an article out about the MRIs, the brain scanning system and body scanning that have been done for years and relied upon by Western medicine being quite unreliable. Is that correct? Mostly unreliable, eh?
Yes.
Okay, mostly unreliable. That's very interesting because so much is decided based on those results.
Correct.
So are people getting more and more aware that they need to go natural and energetic medicine, natural stuff, or energy stuff?
Yes, people are looking more in that direction for help.
Okay, all right, that is good. The more that happens, the better, because that weakens the power that big pharma has had over the American and global. Yes.
And my comment to that is, amen.
Amen, right. Okay. Okay. Julian Assange has recently opened what's called Vault 7 with a whole lot of information about the CIA and a bunch of other agencies that are technically, legally under the old going away system under the executive branch. And going after cleaning this out without specifying exactly what he was going to do, but that all of that was going to be looked at.
We're not doing anything, though.
We're not touching anything.
Well.
Okay, sorry for the interruption from the engineer. Apparently our connection's not great tonight, which is too bad, but we're doing the best we can, okay? Anyway, Julian Assange released Vault 7, which along with his Trump's announcement that he would be reorganizing the executive branch and all those agencies, correct?
Correct.
And one of the things in Vault 7 was the plot to overthrow Trump, which I'm laughing at this, but it's very serious. I know it's something to be laughed at, but I'm going, oh, you've got to be kidding. But they're not kidding, the ones that want to do this.
Well, the cabal is still kicking and screaming.
Yeah, but not as badly.
Not as badly, because there's no power now.
And their money's been most
often no power.
Yeah. Yay. Okay. And
very few.
Very. That's nice. Fewer than 100 say that have any real power. Fewer than 50. Well, that's major progress, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there's so much disinformation about what Obama's doing, not doing, where they're living, where they're not living, where he is, and what his involvement. It's just such a mixed bag, right?
Yes.
Okay, is Obama? sorry for the interruption again. Techie issues. Apologize. Rod is more techie than I am, although it would be Daniel running things at the moment. Okay. He's the one on Skype. I don't run that. Anyway, we will keep going. Okay. It's my understanding that Benjamin Fulford's reports are getting more and more accurate than they used to be, say, 2 or 3 years ago. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so he's up around 80 or 90% now?
Yes.
Okay, so that's very good, because some of that information is really, really good. Anybody who's listening does not get, email me at myfoundation@fastmail.fm, like fast mail. I will be happy, and ask for the recent Benjamin Fulford report. I will be happy to send it to you. Okay. Let's see. Is there something else that you would like to share with our listeners at this time that would pertain to the of the changes for humanity?
I would like everybody to believe in themselves first and foremost.
Good.
That's my request.
Okay. And would it be wise for each person to request a higher discernment, help with that, wherever they wish to request it from?
Absolutely, it would be wise.
Because there's so much disinformation and some innocent misinformation out there.
Correct.
Okay.
But as I was telling Barbara, everybody has to use their own discernment.
Yes.
It is vital.
Yes, it is. It is, absolutely. Because otherwise they have no way of measuring what's true, really true for them on their personal level, as well as the larger picture.
Correct.
Can you tell us what's happening with Trump's desire to build a wall to cut down the immigration from Mexico? Or was this a major statement of a direction he wants to go in, or a statement that which I think that every country ought to take care of its own, and Mexico needs to take care of its own people rather than United States as much as possible for the illegals. Legals, great, no problem. But the illegals, can you comment?
You're headed to a place where everybody is going to be taken care of, regardless.
Okay.
And that I salute.
All right, that is good. That is good. So that's going to come about in whatever way has the least chaos and
the
is the most...
abundance that is coming for humanity, for mm-hmm. all of you,
mm-hmm.
will make that a piece of cake, shall we say.
Excellent. We like cake, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Very much. Yes. Okay. Okay.
And pecan pie, too.
I'm sorry?
And pecan pie, too.
And pecan pie. Yes, we do like pecan pie.
Yes.
I would like to be able to wave my hand as magic over that and chocolate and a few other things, and have it be only the good nutrients that the body absorbs and not any excess sugar or other stuff, so that we can have what we want to eat but stay healthy. Can we learn to do that?
You can manifest that ability, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Everyone can.
Everyone can. Okay. Okay. And it's my understanding with the replicators that we will get that you can have your healthy food any form you want it in. Yes?
That is correct.
I remember Deanna Troi's hot fudge sundaes on the New Generation, Star Trek New Generation. She did say, however, that she could tell the difference between the real thing on Earth and what came out of the replicator. And I don't know whether that was just for public knowledge or if it's really true.
It was put in to try to make it more interesting.
Yes, it's the show, right?
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good. How is Jeff Sessions doing with his plate, his full plate, and his agenda?
He is struggling, but he will get there.
Okay, it's a pan.
You can say that for sure.
Like almost equal to Trump's, not quite.
Not but, quite, no.
Huge. All right. Is it still true? I haven't asked about Fukushima for a while. Is it still true that most of that has been taken care of? And the fear porn that's been put out about radiation is for the most part not accurate as far as Fukushima goes. I mean, radiation is bad for the human body. I get that. But as far as source being Fukushima, are we pretty good?
It has been taken care of. No.
Okay, and the galactic
ball has played up the fear because fear is what serves them.
It certainly does.
So, this info is a polite way to put it?
Yeah, that is polite. Right. And it's sad that there's some relatively well-read people that still have that fear and not allowing themselves.
In process of change.
Good. Good,
it's
because
changing,
I'll... Yeah. Good.
In front of you.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Excellent. Do you see personally for the host and myself to be traveling toward the end of this month and before April arrives? Okay. Can you provide any assistance to our wonderful cat, Jazz, who is having a lot of difficulty with the limitations on his outdoor time here? We're in a temporary place, and he doesn't have as much freedom as he would like, and it's difficult for him. Do you have any suggestions on how to help him?
Ask me to help, I will.
I ask you, please. To help him adjust to this. I do believe he knows we have a bigger house coming.
And he does know, and I will help.
Okay, and a bigger yard for him.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yes, the little one seems to just roll with it no matter what. He's not quite on board yet, so he's not really an issue, but Jazz is used to having more freedom. So.
Everybody should have freedom.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Do you see Jazz being able to teach Sizzle about cars? He knows about cars. He knows to get out of the way.
He does. He knows.
Sizzle doesn't know that yet.
No, he doesn't.
So we have to monitor him very carefully.
You're going to have to work with Sizzle as well as Jazz teach.
Okay. Doing what we've been told to do, which we have not done yet with the car.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. We also need to take him out with his harness more and get him used to staying close to us. Right. That helps, does it not? So he doesn't just run off?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. He's been pretty good about staying nearby, at least running away from us, but not that many feet. Okay, so we'll work with him in that. Let's see. There have been suggestions recently about moving money out of the country. For example, HSBC accounts offshore, Cook Island setups, some other things. And it's my understanding that that's really not all it's cracked up to be for us. Is that true?
That is true. Very true.
Very true. Very true. Would it be true for anybody, or is it a matter of their consciousness?
Your consciousness matters on everything you do.
Okay.
Including that.
So the people that take that advice and do that may be able to pull it off, or may have lessons, or it's going to depend on their own choices and their consciousness, right?
Yes.
That's okay, that's correct. Okay. Let's see, what's happening with our sun now, and are there energies pouring in from our sun that are extra?
What do you mean, extra?
Well, I've been told that in recent times, there have been extra bursts of energy from our sun and from the great central sun that last for a while and then taper off. But it takes Earth and her inhabitants to a higher level, generally. Is that still going on?
That is still going on. It provides the opportunity to go to a higher place for humanity and every inhabitant of Earth.
Yes.
But that choice is still yours.
Yes, it's up to people to accept it, to allow it.
Absolutely.
To go with the flow or to close it off.
So we're back to my original comment. See the Earth as a new place, new possibilities every second of every day.
I love that. We need that.
You do.
It's been way too long.
Yes.
We need that very, very much. So, excellent. Excellent. Okay. The seven new planets that were announced that are, it's my understanding, part of our solar system, but in the direction of Orion's Belt. Is there research available? Is there information available on the web about these planets? Or is it being kept
very,
pretty?
Very little.
Very
there
little.
It's a little, but it's very little.
Very little. Okay. Is the information that's up there fairly accurate if you find it?
Mostly.
Mostly accurate. Okay. And these are actual planets.
Yes.
Like Earth and Mars and so forth. Are they inhabited?
Yes.
So there's life.
Yes, there's on.
Okay. Okay, so that expands the solar system way beyond what we were taught in school.
So?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners at this time that you haven't shared already?
I take this opportunity to bless you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Daniel Boone, so very much for being here. Again, reiterating for us to treat every second and every day as new worlds to explore.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Great. Thank you so much. We're very grateful.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.